From the same folks who bring you National Coffee Month, or Feb-brewary, it's another highly caffeinated edition of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. Yes, we've been gone for a while, but then we came back. This is episode number 316. I'm your presenter, Skip Tillinghast. And what's been going on, you might ask? Oh, some vacationing, some fighting the elements, some restocking the shelves. What do you say we take a look at the rundown for today's program? We've got the Duvels, as well as Lloyd Price. A salute to late country songwriter Dallas Frazier. We'll hear from the likes of Connie Smith, Merle Haggard, and Gene Watson. A member of Procol Harum, Gary Brooker, has passed away, and we'll hear some music from that band. And we'll remember the 1980 Clint Eastwood movie Any Which Way You Can. Contributions to that movie's soundtrack from Ray Charles, Fats Domino, and Sandra Locke. Let's lock our focus on the artists kicking off the program this week. It's the Four Tops.
Ooh,
in theaters, the movie where James Bond is showing a little gray. In other words, he had no time to die. We're back in the saddle at the thrift store vinyl hour. A few good vibes from the 60s to get us going. The Four Tops did their cover of the Beatles' Gotta Get You Into My Life. The Four Tops and their fellow Motown act, The Temptations, are out touring this spring, including a stop in Chandler, Arizona. The Four Tops' first hit came out in 1964, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. It was the Duvels following up with Do the New Continental. What was the Continental? It was just a version of the Twist. Not to be confused with a movement of another kind, the Continental Drift. And then we had the New Orleans sound, as represented by Lloyd Price, Where Were You on Our Wedding Day? A new musical featuring the music of Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Lloyd Price is set to debut this spring in Malvern, Pennsylvania. It's entitled Personality. The Lloyd Price Musical. Some of the clever names they come up with for stuff these days. It's a name you can't forget, the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, and here's one from Connie Smith.
Touch an old souvenir and weep from holding back these locked up tears. Run away, little tears. You've been locked up too long. Run away. A storm of emotion keeps on working within, breaking down a heart that only he could mend. Run away, little tears. You've been locked up too long. Run away. Run away, little tears. Our baby's gone.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. You'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me.
Waiting on the hill with crystal you want while you're still free. The only goal I have for you is in this wedding band. Cause all I have to offer you is me.
There'll be
above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. The corn was dry and the weeds were high when Daddy took to drinking. And him and Lucy Walker, they took up and ran away. Mama cried a tear and then she promised 14 children. I swear you'll never see a hungry day. When Mama sacrificed her pride, the neighbors started talking. But I was much too young to understand the things they said. The thing that mattered most of all was Mama's chicken dumpling and a good night kiss before we went to bed.
Oh, the path was deep and wide from footsteps leading to our cabin.
Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp.
And late at night a hand would knock and there would stand a stranger.
Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. When Daddy left and destitution came upon our family, not one neighbor volunteered to give a helping hand. So let them gossip all they want, she loved us and she raised us. The truth is standing here a full-grown man. Last summer Mama passed away and left the ones who loved her. Each and every one is more than grateful for their birth. Each Sunday she receives a fresh bouquet of 14 roses and a card that reads, "The greatest mom on earth."
Oh, the path was deep and wide from footsteps leading to our cabin.
Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp.
And late at night a hand would knock and there would stand a stranger.
Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. Yeah, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp.
Still recall the morning that I met you, standing out in front of Wilson's Five and Dime, staring through the window at the jewelry, hungry for the things you couldn't buy. Just like a fool I thought that I could please you. I saw you had an eye for things that shine. Paid $7 sawmill for a bracelet just to satisfy your 14-carat mind.
They are these railroad tracks in Denver.
Virginia was not enough to keep you satisfied. 'Cause a man that's got a sawmill occupation can't afford to feed a rich girl's appetite. I wonder if you're still with Willie Jackson. Sometimes I wonder if he's still alive. Oh, Willie, he gave up his wife and children just to satisfy your 14-carat mind. Just to satisfy your 14-carat mind. Just to satisfy your 14-carat mind.
Back with you at the thrift store, where next week we're holding our annual hide-and-seek contest. Here's hoping we don't end up like last year in the ICU. We just played you four big country songs in a row, all of them written by the late Dallas Frazier, who passed away last month at age 82, one of the true masters of the business. And the songs we played, just a small sample of Dallas Frazier's output over the years. It was Connie Smith doing Runaway Little Tears. All I Have to Offer You Is Me, from Charlie Pride, a number one hit. Merle Haggard brought us his version of The Son of Hickory Holler's Tramp. And it was another number one hit from the 70s, Gene Watson doing 14 Karat Mind. And we didn't even play two of his biggest hits. There Goes My Everything, number one for Jack Green. Jump ahead to the 80s, and the Oak Ridge Boys had Elvira, written by Dallas Frazier. He was born in Spiro, Oklahoma in 1939. And died in Gallatin, Tennessee on January 22nd as a result of stroke complications. Speaking of music deaths here in early 2022, let's play a set from Gary Brooker and Procol Harum.
ceiling away. When we call out for another dream, the waves are brought astray. And so we rise and later, as the miller told his tale. Faces first just go steep, turn the wider shade of fail.
Shines on brightly, quite insane.
Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, rated the best podcast for remembering stuff and two other things. We saluted in that set a fallen member of Procol Harum, Gary Brooker, who along with fellow founding member Keith Reed wrote and sang a lot of the group's big numbers. Gary Brooker, born in London, 1945, passed away at age 76, a victim of cancer. And in that set, we played you Conquistador, which Gary Brooker helped write. They recorded it with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. It was a hit for the group in 1973. Gary Brooker also had a hand in writing and performing A Whiter Shade of Pale, which all the cool kids were listening to back in 67, including folks like the Beatles. And then it was Shine On Brightly, a message we all could use. In fact, in the days after the death of Gary Brooker, the Procol Harum website described him as a brightly shining, irreplaceable light in the music industry.
Afternoon when I wake up, I say a little prayer and drink up, and thanks the Lord for driving me home once more. There's an open Bible on the table and an empty bottle on the floor. Last night I thought I died and went to whiskey heaven. You know the sun never shines in whiskey heaven. It rained Jack Daniels all the time. There's a price you pay, hangovers every day. flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven. There's a rundown bar open all night where me and my friends can get tight underneath the neon lights in whiskey heaven. We drink a little beer and wine, stay drunk most of the time. We always breathe in hell all night in whiskey heaven. You know the sun never shines in whiskey heaven. It rains Jack Daniels all the time. There's a price you pay, hangovers every day, flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven. Flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven. Flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven.
Fill my empty motel glass and pull down the shade. Then your whiskey eyes undress me as we hide the night away. I know it's wrong to want you, but God knows it feels so right. Just stay a little longer before you go to her tonight. There's one too many women in your life. Neither one of us can make it right. There's one too many women in your life. The one you say you love and the one you call your wife. You tell me you don't love her and you say someday you'll leave. Then when our love starts feeling right, you walk away from me. Bedroom lies and alibis are the only words you know. Just tell me that you love me before you have to go. There's one too many women in your life. Neither one of us can make it right. There's one too many women in your life. The one you say you love and the one you call your wife. There's one too many women in your life. Neither one of us.
Now that we're finally through Valentine's and the President's Day sales here at the thrift store, it's great to get back behind the podcast chair again, and it's lovely to take a look at your cards and letters you've been sending in. So much better than those legal threats and complaints we usually get. We recently took possession of a copy of the soundtrack for the movie Any Which Way You Can. The year was 1980, and as you'll recall, it was the follow-up to the movie Every Which Way But Loose. Both flicks starring the likes of Clint Eastwood, Sandra Locke, and an orangutan named Clyde. The films were in the genre of action comedy, which Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood helped give birth to in the 1970s. Eddie Murphy and Mel Gibson would continue specializing in that type of film in the 1980s. A few of the songs in Any Which Way You Can included Clint Eastwood and Ray Charles on Beers to You. That's right, Clint Eastwood could direct, act, and sing. We also had Whiskey Heaven, courtesy of Fats Domino. And then it was Clint Eastwood's partner on the screen, and at that time in real life, Sandra Locke. And she brought us One Too Many Women. Any Which Way You Can, coming soon to Delavan Drive-In.
that a motorcycle rider left her there. Just a ways ahead, there's a farm where people headed east to west are always welcome to stay.
On the Underground Railroad, on the Underground Railroad, one more step and a chain of hands and a chain of hearts on the Underground Railroad.
Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, where we're sweeping up, getting ready to turn the lights off, and lock the doors for the day. Before we go, some words about that last set. We started it off with one from Rick Nelson and his 1964 single, The Very Thought of You. With the British invasion in full force, it was hard for a former teen idol like Rick Nelson to score a hit record. That one got up to number 26 on the top 40. We stayed right out there on the West Coast for our next tune, The Ballad of Easy Rider, done by the Byrds. Easy Rider was a 1969 independent film starring Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, and Jack Nicholson. We then crossed the ocean to British supergroup Cream and their 1966 rendition of Rollin' and Tumblin', originally performed and written by Muddy Waters. And we closed it down with music from the late 60s, early 70s progressive rock group McKendree Spring, singing Underground Railroad. They formed in the late 60s at Adirondack Community College in Queensbury, New York. And they would eventually branch out into avant-garde and experimental music forms. Underground Railroad was from McKendree Spring's 1972 album Tracks. And we are making tracks to get on out of here, but we're already planning our next show, so look for it soon. I'm Skip Tillinghast, and for everyone here at the Thrift Store, thanks for being a good listener.